Okay, everybody, that is Baby Without You by the Cashbox Kings. I like that song.
Cashbox Kings.
Cashbox Kings, yep. Don't start it again. Dummy. Watch what you're doing. Hannah Claire, I know you're a big fan of tattoos. And,
yes.
And you like your men all tatted up and greasy looking.
No.
Not even.
I don't think she's ever dated a guy with a tattoo.
No.
It's not her thing. She likes to have the tattoos.
Yeah. The Tampa Tattoo Arts Convention returns this weekend with TV tattoo artists and quirky entertainment. So that's this weekend.
What's quirky entertainment?
Well, I'll tell you in just a minute. At the Tampa Convention
Sounds
Center,
frightening at
which
a
is located
thing.
At 333 South Franklin Street in Tampa.
We should all go and get tattoos.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go, the events run from 2 p.m. to midnight today, Friday, then 11 a.m. to midnight Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. It's $20 for a single day ticket, $40 for a weekend. Kids are free, 12 and younger. All tickets sold at Tampa Convention Center. There you go. One of the things that's kind of interesting about this, if you go, there's going to be tattoo contests. There's going to be sideshow performers.
Yeah. Oh.
Sideshow performers. They're always fun.
Connie's from the Connie.
You guys ever been to a sideshow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stood in line, I think, for about 45 minutes one time when I was a kid to see this lady that was going to be, she was a contortionist.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a regular sized lady. But I stood in line for about 45 minutes. I think I was all about, 14, maybe 15 years old, to go into this tent, sweaty, hot tent, to see this lady who was of normal height and stature squeeze herself into this box.
Okay.
So what happened is you wait in line and everybody files by, like you're walking by a coffin or something.
Right.
And here's this girl in this box. And that's the day I realized that carnivals are a big scam. Because this girl was laying in this box and it had like a couple of like dividers. And she just sort of bent. She was like she was laying on her side. She had a divider that went like behind her knees. one that went like to her belly. So she was kind of S'd in there.
Yeah.
And as you walk by, she just looked up at you and just waved. Like, sucker.
Yeah. Thanks for your money.
Yeah.
So, and then there's always the bearded woman and the strong man and the tattooed guy and all that kind of stuff. They're also going to have art vendors and hundreds of artists from around the United States and beyond.
Lots of hipsters.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Many of the artists are veterans of the wide array of tattoo-based reality TV, like Ink Masters, Black Ink Crew, and Tattoo Nightmares.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting tattooists that I saw that's going to be there is Shanghai Kate. She's an Austin-based grandmother who actually tattooed Howard Stern's wedding band.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very nice.
Shanghai Kate.
Let's go get tattoos.
I don't know about that name. I'm offended.
She's probably not even from Shanghai. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've talked about a couple of times over the last couple of weeks is the murals that they were going to paint downtown St. Pete.
Yes.
They had like 19 artists come in to do 19 different murals. 19 different muralists from all over the country and all over the world.
Is that what they are?
I think they're still called artists.
Yeah.
Artists, muralists.
Muralist.
Expand your brain and vocabulary a little bit, kids. I remember last week I said, man, what a shame it is that they didn't put any of the pictures of any of the murals in the paper. Well, my wish came true.
Oh, they heard you.
Yeah, I've got several of them here. Certainly not 19, but I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures of the murals. I like them. I can pass this around. It's not good for radio. But all you got to do is go down downtown St. Pete and see these. These are all part of the Shine Festival that went on a couple weeks ago.
And you can Google search the Shine Festival and get a map of where all of the murals are.
Yeah, I'll pass this over to you guys so you can see. The one that's on the top, I think, is the best one. It's the one I like. But again, like I said, there's only four or five of the 19. But I like the one that's right on top. It's pretty cool. It's a man laying on his back with a butterfly on his face.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah. You're cute. I like the murals. I think it adds so much.
Adds a lot of character.
Character to to the community. And I love that they do this, and it adds color.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know, it's inspiring somehow just to drive by and see them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had gotten an opportunity to go down and watch them do it, because just like I said on that one show a couple of weeks ago, I'm the kind of guy that you can tune into a Bob Ross.
Oh, I know.
And get stuck there for hours watching him draw, you know, his little trees.
When we were flipping through Netflix looking for something to watch, and Bob Ross came up in our choices.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, we're not watching Bob Ross until we have our canvas and paint ready.
Right.
We're going to paint with him.
We should do that on the show.
That's a new experience.
Happy little trees.
Happy little trees. Let's see how happy our trees
are. He had the best white man afro I've ever seen.
And do you know, in real life, his hair was straight.
What?
Yeah. The afro was part of his...
Really?
His TV persona.
No way. Where'd you see that?
That's a little disappointing.
I saw that. It is. And I was reading about Bob Ross on the internet.
Oh, great. Is that what Stump the Chumps about?
Oh, no. It is not.
Well, good.
Wasn't he like a Navy SEAL or something really violent?
Probably.
I think so.
With straight hair.
Had the most kills ever.
Just choking some guy out. And now we're going to go to sleep right now.
When I was a kid.
We just go to sleep.
When I was a kid in the Marine Corps, that was always the big rumor that John Denver, the singer, was a Marine and had like the most insane kill count ever as
Don
a Marine.
Knotts.
Yeah, Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. He was a Marine.
Yeah, he was.
Yep. Steve McQueen was a Marine. What's the other guy?
Steve McQueen, the Marine.
But the ones you have to be afraid of are the Don Knotts.
Yeah. The big story about
Bob
Ross. The big story about Steve McQueen.
They will kill you faster than anybody.
The big story about Steve McQueen. Remember when I went to a legal school there at Oceanside, Del Mar, which is part of Camp Pendleton. Just outside the gate of Del Mar is Oceanside.
Right.
Oceanside, California. And Steve McQueen apparently was heavily reprimanded because he stole a tank.
Oh.
And drove it all around Oceanside, California back in the day. That was the big, you know, I don't know if any of that's true, but that's the story they were pumping into our young Marine heads.
And
it
you
seems
could
more
get
like a James Dean thing.
You could get away with that back then.
Right.
You could get away with that. Now try to do that, and you've joined ISIS and
James
off
Coburn,
with your head.
Another Marine? A lot of Marines.
Yep.
A lot of
the few, the proud.
A lot of famous
the
actors
Marines.
Were Marines. I like that. And look at me.
Look at you.
I just host this silly little show.
Oh, it's
for
not
2 hours
silly.
Every Friday night.
You're making the core proud.
Oorah!
Oorah! Sound out. Yeah. You got a pair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our little Marine babies.
That's it. Hey, all right. So did you see the story where the 7 manatees had to be rescued out of this pond on the plantation golf course in Crystal River?
I saw something about that.
Well, apparently what happened is during Hurricane Hermine, the waters rose, to the point where the manatee were able to come down a canal. And when the water rose that much, ponds that weren't necessarily joined to all of these waterways became joined.
Right.
So the manatee ended up in this pond.
Because they like grass.
Right.
They like to eat grass.
Yeah.
What better grass is there than golf course grass?
Well, I read the article.
Like munching their
it
way.
Said that there was so much vegetation. There's 7 of them. And manatees are huge.
Right.
You know. So they said that there was so much vegetation that they were guessing. One guess was that each one of them probably ate about 400 pounds worth of vegetation.
Wow.
The problem with that is the water receded. Now they're big and fat, and they can't get out.
They're stuck in the pond.
They're stuck in this pond, and it's too small. You know what I mean? So the
they can drive those rascal scooters. I see them all the time at Walmart.
The Florida Wildlife Commission and a bunch of other volunteers from all over the country really got into action. And they got these big nets, and they got people in kayaks out there to sort of corral the manatee.
Right, and, to call them and, yeah, and coax them, yeah, you know, here, and, kitty, kitty.
I mean, some of these manatee are like 1,500 pounds and stuff like that, you know. So they had to drag them up on the bank of this pond and then put them in a moving truck to take them back to where they usually hang out, which is at this Kings Bay.
Couldn't you just roll them?
You would think.
No.
Roll them over back over to Kings Bay.
I saw where it took up to 20 volunteers.
Yeah, just to lift one.
Just to lift one, yeah. and move them.
Yeah. So they apparently got them all out, which is good. Ty, again, here's a picture of them struggling with one on the bank.
Struggling with one. Pond. That doesn't sound good. Right.
No, I've seen this lady at Walmart.
That's not a lady, Todd. That's a manatee.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. She had on just as much clothing.
Right.
The last time I saw her at the Walmart in her scooter buggy. No, I love manatees. They're so cute. They're big, you know. I don't know. They don't seem violent, but then again.
They don't have arms.
Well, they have those little flippers.
Some people consider them mermaids. Back in the day, didn't the old sailors think that they were mermaids?
That was the rum.
Not particularly attractive mermaids, not like you see on Disney.
Like I was saying.
The mermaids all the same.
What, didn't I make a reference to how much beer you drink, the better it tastes and the better women look? Here you are. They should have been shopping at the Walmart.
Beer goggles. Yeah. That girl looks like a mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, she's a manatee.
She's a manatee.
Let's see. Remember we talked several shows ago about all of the dead cats that they were finding on the Howard Franklin Bridge?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so just recently, a woman discovered... this woman works for like some sort of animal shelter. And what she does is every day on her way home... she crosses the Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Right.
And one of the things she likes to do is get out and look for stray cats, and she feeds them.
Oh.
All right. Well, just recently, she made a grisly discovery that disturbed her but didn't surprise her. Several beheaded chickens, and later that night, in a different spot on the causeway, a beheaded goat and duck.
Ugh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A goat? I mean, that's huge.
That is huge.
Goats are not small animals. That's
This woman says that in the past, she has found headless birds on the causeway about 20 other times. So this time it was a little bit more drastic because now there's like goats.
Goat? Yeah, so a goat?
She called the police and they have launched an investigation.
However,
near the heads were found nearby the bodies, along with flowers and fresh pineapple, watermelon, and apples.
Were they making beer?
They're suspecting that this is like some sort of ritual that a lot of Afro-Caribbean religious groups, such as Santeria and Palo Mayombe, sort of practice.
Right, and they sacrifice animals. Mm-hmm. And it is not illegal in Florida to sacrifice animals as a religious practice.
Nice. When are we moving?
It is illegal.
Backward?
I forget. It is illegal to dispose of them in a public area.
Yes.
However.
Mm-hmm. Well, this lady said that later that evening, after these two discoveries, she's walking down the beach there. And sees some Hispanic-looking gentleman walking toward the water with these, like, canvas bags.
Oh, no.
And she started yelling at him, saying, "Hey, I know what you're doing." And they got so distraught or flustered that they turned around and ran back to their vehicles. So she thinks that they were getting ready to make another deposit of these sacrificed animals.
Oh, whoa. That's been.
What do you suppose that's about?
I don't know.
That's weird.
How does cutting the head off anything make anything all right?
Right. How does it make life better? When I first saw the article, the first thing I thought about was several months ago, there was the man riding his bicycle that got electrocuted.
Right.
And nobody found him for how many hours?
Right, about 10 hours.
And I was like, okay, so maybe they're sacrificing animals to clear the negative energy or the excessive energy from right. the, I don't know. I find that very bizarre.
It is bizarre.
As a religious practice.
What's Santeria? Isn't that in one of those
Sublime?
Sublime yes. songs.
Yeah.
How's it go, Hannah? Can you sing us a couple bars? Go ahead.
I don't practice
Santeria.
Mom's got it.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Nice. Go, Steph.
If I had $1 million, or I had $1 million, but I spent it all. Okay.
Wow.
I do not
could
sing.
Find that Hannah.
In that Sancho that she found.
Yeah.
I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd smack her down. Okay.
Nice.
There's my carpool karaoke for the day.
Sublime goes out now on tour with this guy named Rome.
Rome?
Yes.
Rone?
Rome.
Rome. Rome.
Yeah, he's from St. Pete.
We're missing the boat.
What? They should be going out on tour with me?
Yeah.
I know. See?
Absolutely.
All of my
and Steph.
All of my many talents.
Yeah.
Singing is not one of them. Sorry. I apologize, listener, that you had to suffer through that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that...
Can't believe Ty didn't try to help me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he don't know nothing. He don't know.
Could have thrown a little death metal on it.
Not on Sublime. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Can't you, make lemons out of lemonade or lemonade out of lemons?
Something.
Not if they're rotten, There's only so much you can do.
Right. One of the things I saw in the paper this week that was kind of disturbing for me and probably a lot of other people. Now, look, I don't smoke cigars, but a lot of people do. One of the things I appreciate about cigars are the boxes that they come in.
Right,
because
the
a
boxes
lot of times,
are beautiful.
The quality,
really the only cool part.
Well, the craftsmanship of the box is usually fantastic, and then the artwork that's put on them is fantastic,
and always has been.
Yeah, right. So there are a lot of cigar box collectors.
Right,
and I myself have several cigar boxes, and it's where I stash all my money.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and tell everybody that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, the FDA is coming out with this new rule. You know how on a pack of cigarettes, they say they have like the health warnings and stuff like that?
Yeah.
All right. So on a pack of cigarettes, it's on like the side and it's, maybe 1.5-2 inches long. And it doesn't really affect the artwork on the pack of cigarettes.
Right.
Well, that there's much artwork on a pack of cigarettes.
But the FDA is now coming out with this rule that says that they cigar boxes are going to have this. This big label on it that's going to cover 30% of the display, and it has to be displayed on the front of the box. Wow. So it's going to cover 30% of the the artwork. That's just wrong. Why would they have to do that?
But maybe it's just a sticker. So after you buy it and read the warning, you can just peel it right off.
Yeah, but you know how stickers are.
Yeah,
pull the sticker off, and you get all that white fuzzy crap left behind.
Not if you know how to do it.
And then it gets all dirty from the sticky stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, over in Tampa, cigar shop owners are up in arms about this whole new rule. And I don't blame them. I would be, too.
Look, all the coolest pencil boxes in school
were
cigar boxes.
Absolutely. Yep. In fact, one of mine was a cigar box. And that one lasted the longest because that one that you could buy at the store that was made out of cardboard didn't make it through the year.
No.
Mm-hmm. Get yourself a nice wooden cigar box with a fancy picture on it. It'll last you all year.
All year. All life.
All life.
You still have it.
Still have it.
Mm-hmm. Still have it. Gotta love cigar boxes.
Just now looking at this cap from the Funky Buddha beer that we tried earlier. And inside it says, enjoy the journey. Just so you know.
Yeah, see, look.
Laced with LSD.
Enjoy the journey to the bathroom.
Right.
No, anyway. We got to travel back to New Orleans with that beer. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep, we did. We took a journey. Let's see. Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Yes, we can.
All yeah, right. I'd love to win $80 this time.
Yeah. She keeps keeping track.
Is this a winner takes all Stump the Chump?
I don't know why you gotta pump your fist and because stuff like that when you do it. You know, I mean,
she's zazzed, man.
Zazzed. My bell's gone.
Mark,
I've been sabotaged.
Sabotage.
Found it.
Mark wins one and he's on a roll. Yeah. Hannah wins three and it's like
she's broke.
Yeah.
Well, I still have yet to be paid. Mm-hmm. I'm not even pushing it.
Keep talking, girl.
All right, I think winner takes all.
No, winner does not take all. Hannah, the winner, is going to take $80 tonight.
Uh-oh. It is on.
In Madison Square Garden.
All right. The trash talking has begun.
Honey, get your signals ready. I need to win this one.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Do we have a theme?
This is actually American trivia.
Oh, no. Oh.
All right.
I know. It's not what I wanted to do, but...
All right. Well, what we have to do before we play, we need to take a break. I need to tell everybody that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We have not had any calls this evening. Last show, we had two.
Right.
That's a lot for us.
Sarah from Sefner, where are you? Patty from Pinellas Park, where are you? Please don't tell me you moved on to another show.
Oh, well, there's a lot going on. But, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever. If you want to play American trivia
and
beat Hannah,
yeah,
winner take all.
No,
I'm kidding.
Okay. How about that? We've never had anybody call in and play Stump the Chump on the phone.
No, we never have.
How cool is that? Maybe that'll happen. Anyway, all right. Like I said, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. When we come back, we're going to play our American trivia version of Stump the Chump.
You look so fine. You're in and out of trouble, but you're always on my mind. I'm over my head and I know it, but what can I do? Ain't no way around it, baby. I got a thing for you. Got a thing for you. I got a thing for you. Oh yeah. All your friends and your relations won't give me the time of day when I try to catch your eye, you just walk away. All the medicine in the world won't keep me from feeling blue, no, no. Even my doctor told me, I got a thing for you. I got a thing. Yes, I do.
It's a dangerous situation that don't bother me at all. I look down into the street and I see you standing there. I'm hallucinating, baby, but I just don't seem to care.
Okay, everybody. That is I Got a Thang for You by Randall Bramlett.
Yes.
I was introduced to, we were introduced to Randall Bramlett, what was it, 2 shows ago by Joe Bordeaux. And I really appreciate that because he put us on the guest list over at the Hideaway Cafe in downtown St. Pete, which we went. Very cool.
Awesome place.
Small venue, coffee shop size. I think when we were there, there may have been 100 people there.
Right.
Perfect. The sound quality was fantastic. We got an opportunity to meet the owner, John Kelly, who in his own right is a fantastic singer.
Yes.
But he owns the place, so he knew how to hook the place up for acoustics and things like that. Randall Bramlett put on a great show. That particular song that we just played, Thing for You, was what he opened up with last Saturday night when we went to go see him.
Yes, if you get an opportunity,
yeah,
go see him.
I know Ty.
I don't know what house
Ty's rolling
these
his
two
eyes.
Kids
They're both
grew
rolling
up in.
Their eyes. They don't get it. You know, Ty'd like to hear, you know, rah, 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 rah. And Hannah, you know, she's all into her rap and whatever she's into.
You don't even know me.
She's got her Frank Sinatra on over there.
She's over there drinking 40s and slapping hoes. And
definitely.
Whipping and nay-naying. She don't know nothing about no good music. Out of that.
Excuse me.
Too funny. Unbelievable. No, but our kids have grown up, I think, with a wide exposure to music. Now, what they choose...
We've been exposed to a lot.
Yeah. We have definitely been exposed.
Music is the least of their worries. Yeah.
It's one of the most positive exposures. Right. Look.
Well, I really appreciate Randall Bramlett. I like that.
Randall Bramlett. And, I appreciate his name.
Yeah. Randall Bramlett.
Love it.
I think his music is great. I can't believe that we have not seen him at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I'd be willing to bet
he was
that
there.
In the 3 years that we have gone, that he's been there, and we just didn't know anything
didn't
about
know
him.
Didn't know anything about
we
him.
We didn't make a point of going to see him.
Right.
We'll have to pay more attention to that.
Yes. In our adventures to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival has evolved. We went, the first year we went, we saw Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
We've been very drawn to the well-known.
I'm about to slap you in the neck. I mean, just like 15 seconds ago, this big yawn, you know.
You got to see Pearl Jam. Did you hate that, too?
No.
We're not taking you anywhere.
What's that other guy that you guys like that looks, he's kind of like a chicken man?
Lyle, love it. That's the one. As soon as you said Chicken Man, I knew it was Lyle Lovett.
Oh, that's bad.
I love Lyle Lovett.
Lyle Lovett's fantastic.
I know when we went on that big family road trip several years ago now, I think you did Lyle Lovett and Bruce Springsteen. I thought I was going to die.
That was the whole trip. The two of them.
Well, can you imagine if we had listened to your music the whole way? We would have killed somebody.
Well, we could have listened to The Doors or something. Christ. We get it. Christ. New Jersey's bad. Let's move on.
The rest of America's great.
God, I'm sorry.
Wow.
He was born in a small town. Let's keep it moving.
Keep your damn hat on.
Wow.
Jeez. Steph, we
so what do you have any negative comments about the Beach Boys? Sorry, I drug you to the fair every year to see them.
No, that was fun.
Okay.
All good in the hood with them.
I have to say, kids, this really kind of hurts. Mm-hmm. You bring this out
Well, you should have known this was coming, listening to a chicken man.
We're talking to millions of people right now, and everybody thinks that Mom and I are
This is actually,
failures.
You know, your intervention.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Musically right. challenged.
Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
Let's do it. Does everybody have their bell, the ring, or the hooter?
Yes.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ring away, Hannah.
Okay.
Well, she usually does.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Surprising not ringing right now.
Mm-hmm. Hannah didn't ring yet. I was just testing.
Come on.
Oh, same thing. In the year 1900, in the U.S.,
Dad's out.
What were the most popular first names given to boy and girl babies?
John.
John and Mary.
Yes. Wow, I didn't even give the choices, and Dad's up one.
Bam, ba, ba, ba,
it's because he's old.
Did you cheat? Yeah, he knew.
Nope.
He was lucky his name wasn't John or Mary.
Mm-hmm. It's Mark. It's close enough to Mary.
Mm-hmm. When did the Liberty Bell get its name? Now, I will give you the choices. Don't ring until I give you the choices. Was it when it was made in 1701?
When they dropped it?
No, I think that is the answer, though. When the crack happened.
No. That's not even one of the choices.
I think the crack's happening with you.
What? Jeez. Okay, back to the Liberty Bell. When did it get its name? Was it A, when it was made in 1701? When it rang on July 4th, 1776. C, in the 19th century, when it became a symbol of the abolition of, I can't say that word, of slavery. Or D, none of the above. Hannah?
D.
No. Ty?
B.
No.
C.
No, it's my turn, Toots.
See? Yes. In the 19th century, when it became a symbol of the abolition of slavery.
So that's basically two for me.
Abolish?
Abolitionist.
Didn't they abolish slavery?
Yes.
A symbol of abolition.
Oh.
Which would be...
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
We're good.
Sorry.
Just make sure.
You know?
You know, Benjamin Franklin was pissed he forgot the receipt.
I liked the blueberry olive beer a little too much. In the Roy Rogers Dale Evans Museum, you will find Roy and Dale's stuffed horses.
Mm. Oh, God.
Roy's horse was named Trigger, which was Dale's horse. What was Dale's horse's name?
Daisy.
No.
Options?
That's not it.
A, Buttermilk. B, Daisy, which we know is wrong. C, Scout. Or D, Tulip. Hannah. Mm-hmm.
Scout.
No.
No. Ty?
Tulip.
No.
Buttermilk.
Say that three times and don't laugh.
Buttermilk, 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 buttermilk.
Those are terrible names for a horse.
Well, nobody gets points on that. That was for Grandpa Bill, by the way. The Daniel Boone Museum at the home where he died can best be described how?
Boring.
A.
Bare minimum.
A.
Lincoln Locked.
A log cabin in Kentucky.
Horrible.
B. A two-story clapboard house in Tennessee. C. A four-story Georgian-style home in Missouri. Or D, a three-story brick house in Arkansas? Wow, Tyler.
I'm going to go with the log cabin.
No.
No?
No.
I'm going to go with the two-story Georgian.
Okay, so that wasn't even a choice. So, Anna,
C.
C is correct.
It wasn't?
And it was a four-story.
Oh, four-story.
Georgian home in Missouri. So Hannah gets that
one. 2-4,
same. Yeah. Why not?
What's the Georgia doing in Missouri?
Which?
Actually, Georgia Bulldogs play Missouri this weekend in Missouri.
Oh.
College football, everybody.
And Ty is out again. Which of the following items was owned by the fewest U.S. homes in 1990? Was it A, home computer, B, a compact disc player, C, a cordless phone, or D, a dishwasher? Hannah.
Dishwasher.
No.
What year was this?
The year Tyler was born, 1990. Tyler.
I'm going to go cordless phone.
No.
A.
No. You already went.
So can I get the rundown again?
The rundown again is home computer,
compact
home computer, disc player, cordless phone, or dishwasher.
Home computer.
And you are all wrong.
Compact disc player?
We were one of the very first people to own a CD player.
Yeah, we were.
And we had a cordless phone, a dishwasher. We did not have a home computer, though. We bought our CD player first. We had priorities.
Do you remember...
Isn't that good? Lyle Lovett.
When we...
and Edie Brickell and Paul Simon.
When we got our CD player, Sean and Carol Waldner sent us a CD of The Wall.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, we double. Still have that.
I have that.
Yeah, it's a great one.
What do you mean you have
that? I have that.
Quit taking my CDs, Ty.
We'll stop having good ones.
Now we have good ones. What is up with that?
I think, honestly, I think that's why you listen to bad music now. Because I took all the good stuff.
Yeah, you took all the good stuff. Stop. That's not even nice. Mark has two. Hannah has one.
You're like beside yourself.
American trivia continues.
I'm beside you.
And you have 2 points.
Yes.
So you're ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds the record for the most victories in a row on the professional golf tour?
Tiger.
No. Is it Jack Nicklaus? Arnold Palmer. Byron Nelson or Ben Hogan?
Mm.
Hannah?
Arnold Palmer.
No.
Ben Hogan.
You know what?
No. Ty?
One of the other old guys.
So it's either Jack Nicklaus or Byron Nelson.
We'll go with Jack Nicklaus.
And no. You would be wrong.
Byron Nelson.
Byron Nelson.
Are we even from America?
I don't know. Who knows? Mark has 2. Hannah has 1.
Dang.
Who is third behind Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth in Major League career home runs?
Oh.
And that'll seal it.
No, Dad only has 2. He can't even win with this.
Give me the list because I know this.
Is it Reggie Jackson, mm-mm, Harmon Killebrew, mm-mm, Willie Mays, or Frank Robinson? Let Dad go first.
Oh, boy.
Here, Willie.
Oh, boy.
Willie Mays. And Hannah has 2.
What's up?
Mark has 2. Hannah has 2.
And
Ty.
Then he went on to sell ShamWows.
No, that was Billy.
That was Billy.
It's Billy, the same Willie. Guy. Same.
No.
Same.
In 1990, once again, the year Tyler was born. In what percentage of U.S. married couples did the wife earn more money than the husband? Was it 8%, 18%?
What year was this?
1990, the year Tyler was born.
Okay.
A is 8%, B is 18%, C is 38%, and D is 58%.
Those are numbers now.
Hannah.
18.
Yes.
Wow.
And Hannah goes up 3. Ooh, good to guess, Mark's Hannah. 2. Ty,
you damn feminist.
Ty wasn't paying attention in 1990, apparently.
No, I was really into heroin and Nirvana. It was a daze.
Actually, it was more morphine, but that, you know, was okay.
It was a hell of a time, man.
It was. I will give it that. During the 1980s,
were big.
During the 1980s, for 6 consecutive years, what breed of dog was the most popular in the U.S.?
Sharpeys.
No.
Dalmatians.
No.
Oh, good guess, Hannah.
You want the choices?
Yeah, yeah. I'll take. Okay. They're already out.
80s. No.
Forget
in
them.
In the 80s.
It's all about me now.
Was it A, Cocker Spaniel?
Cocksuck.
B, German Shepherd? C, Labrador Retriever? Or D, Poodle?
Oh.
Ty gets to go first because you two already went.
We'll go with the Labrador.
No.
No.
It's a poodle.
Really?
No.
No. It's the cocker.
What?
It's the cocker spaniel. Yeah.
Nobody gets it.
Those are mean.
Nobody gets it. Yeah, they are mean. They
suck.
Dalmatians are real mean,
you
too.
Know what, you know what dog you don't see anymore?
What?
That I used to see a lot of in the late 70s, early 80s. Irish setters.
Irish setters. I knew you were going to say that.
You don't ever see an Irish setter anymore.
They're not a very smart dog.
No, well, they had that real skinny head, so their brain had to be real small.
Yeah.
Everyone that I ever saw was so spastic.
They were spastic and just kind of out of it.
I had one that lived next to me when we lived in Richmond that was named Molly. And she would come out and she would be so spastic that she could hardly stand up. I mean, she was just all legs and
wobbling
just,
herself
yeah, all over
around.
The place. It was like, just take it easy, man.
Calm down. God. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll throw
you're down. Harsh in the mellow.
Hey, you need a puff, man? What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. When was the last time you saw
but
one of those?
You used to see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they had a phase.
Yeah.
In 1985,
every dog has his day.
Yes, they do. In 1985, 5% of U.S. households had telephone answering machines.
This is 85?
85, 5% had answering machines. By 1990, what percentage of homes had answering machines? So we went from 5% in 85 to what? In 1990, was it 10%, 15%, 31%, or 51%? Hannah?
I'm going a healthy 51%.
No.
Oh.
Shocking, though.
31%.
Yes.
Shoot, that was...
All right, so Mark and Hannah are tied at 3. Ty forgot to play.
Hey, you know what? You can't win them all.
Uh-huh. The Brownie Box Camera, introduced by Eastman Kodak in 1900, had a retail price of what?
$15.
No.
$12.
No. Options A, $1. B, $5. C, $10. D, $20. 1900. Hannah.
C.
No. Ty.
$10.
No.
That was C.
Was it C?
I'm pretty sure
that
was C.
It was 10.
Well, then I'm going
to
go with
5. So pick another one. No.
$20.
No.
$1.
$1. You could buy a camera.
What a steal.
If you were ever to find one of those now.
Oh.
And you took it to, like, one of those collectors.
Yeah.
They'd pay you a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
After they were done crapping a goose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Look at that.
Which of these characters turned 40 years old in 1990? Again, the year Tyler was born, 1990. Who turned 40? Was it Charlie Brown, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, or Fred Flintstone? Hannah.
I think it was Bugs.
No. Mm-mm. Ty.
Charlie Brown.
Yes! And Tyler is on the board.
Charlie Brown, Sean.
Good grief.
Good grief. Mark has three. Hannah has three. Ty has one.
Charlie Braja.
The Philadelphia Mint. The Philadelphia Mint started putting a P, the letter P, mint mark on quarters when? In what year? Was it 1960?
Really?
1980? Or never?
Never.
No.
1980.
Jesus.
You went once.
Well, no one else would jump into it.
Ty?
What were the options again?
1960 or
1980? 60.
No.
Christ.
So Hannah 80. Was correct with 80.
And so that marks
the win.
$80.
Thank God.
Okay.
So much enthusiasm.
Boy, sometimes Dad just gets over something.
Yeah, because he knows he's about to lose.
No, I'm watching the clock here and we're
he's
running
a
out of
loser.
Time.
Well, honey, loser. Could you give Hannah $80 at the end of the show?
Yeah.
Maybe if we pay her, it'll break the
streak.
Shut
her up.
It'll break the streak.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Hannah Claire, what do you know about the 5-second rule?
It's real.
Okay.
So what do you mean by real? Like
only
you,
for some foods.
Do we all
man.
Know about yeah. the 5-second rule?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't right. work with chicken.
Sometimes.
Or
I mean,
meat.
Sometimes. Yeah.
I don't think it works with anything that's wet.
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing wet and nothing outside.
Let me just ask you something here. Do you dirt? All ever consider that if you drop something on the ground, that it's even going to get any bacteria on it? I mean, aren't you more concerned about the dirt or the hair or something
yeah.
like that? I don't ever consider bacteria. Well,
I mean,
researchers think that the 5-second rule is basically crap.
Yeah, well,
that bacteria and can contaminate instantaneously.
I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to keep your toothbrush within like 12 feet of your toilet because when you flush, the bacteria flies and touches everything.
A 2003 University of Illinois survey indicated that 7 in 10 women and 6 in 10 men were familiar with the 5-second rule.
Yeah.
Isn't everyone familiar with
I think
with
so, too.
Yeah,
I mean, what it doesn't say is how many of those people actually participate in the rule.
Right.
I always have.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem. If I drop something, especially something that I really want to eat,
yeah,
I can knock the dust off of it, I'm eating it.
Yeah, you're well, good. No. And
unless I drop it on a, you know, a turd or something. You know?
Just cut well, that piece off.
And you're funny about eating things
right.
with weird texture.
Yeah.
So anything you drop is, you know, not, stuff's not going to stick to it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Is that how am I saying that? But you know, what about fruits and vegetables? And I mean, they grow in the dirt. How do you wash
yeah,
a lifetime of dirt off your vegetables?
You wipe yeah. it on your shirt.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Give it a good rub.
Give it
done?
A good.
Give it a rub.
Yeah.
Wipe.
A little breath helps.
Yeah.
Little steam.
Loosen all the dirt and wax off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. One of the things I like to do before the end of every show is I like to give you some things to think about. This week I have 5 things to think about.
Wow, that's too many.
The first one says, work isn't
thinking,
to make
man.
Money. You work to justify life.
What?
That came from Marc Chagall.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't know if you ever got that right. The next one says, the best things in life are free. The second best things are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's, yeah. That's right.
Coco Chanel.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course.
I like this one. Cocaine is God's way of saying that you're making too much money.
Yes. And poor
Robin,
choices.
Robin Williams.
Nice.
That one.
I don't like cocaine, but I like how it smells.
That's good.
Should be cheaper.
The next one says, if God wanted us to vote, he would have given us candidates.
Yeah.
That came from Jay Leno. And this last one says, whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process, he does not become a monster. And that comes from my main man, Friedrich Nietzsche.
Mm-hmm.
Batman.
My main man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we are pretty much down to it. I did. God, man, I had a jerk of the week that I thought was pretty funny.
Go
I
now.
Can kind of run through it real quick. All right. So there's these two guys. They're cousins. Okay.
They walk into a bar.
No, they have the one has a what he thinks is a bulletproof vest.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay.
I love where it. This is going.
So somewhere down the line in the conversation in the evening, they were like, huh, I wonder if it really works. So,
and guess what else they have?
Yeah, the younger of the cousins, the 23-year-old, that says, well, let's see. So he puts it on. The older cousin, 24, decides, pulls out his gun and shoots him and kills him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who's the bigger jerk in this case?
I don't know.
Well, when you buy a bulletproof vest, they tell you it's only good for 3 to 4 years.
And the thing is, this wasn't even a bulletproof vest. It was a flak jacket. And flak jackets are only supposed to sort of displace shrapnel from like a hand grenade, that kind of thing. It doesn't even really stop
the
shrapnel.
Didn't you once shoot a friend who was wearing a jacket?
Yes, I did, with a BB gun. Mm-hmm. But that was a long time ago, Ty. I didn't want
to
bring that up on
bring
the
it
show.
Up. And it was a wool coat, and those don't work any better.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's these two guys. Alexandro Garibaldi, 24, is the guy who is now being charged with manslaughter because he shot his cousin, Joaquin Mendez, 23.
Dumbass.
Because they were...
He was also charged because he is a felon.
Right.
In possession of a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So not supposed to have it anyway.
I have another jerk of the week. This is a panhandler. 34-year-old Randy Lee Holcomb stood at the intersection of 53rd Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Petersburg, holding a piece of cardboard that read, "Need $ for weed."
Nice.
Hey, you know what? He's upfront about it.
Well, when the police arrived, he tried to hide the sign, but they arrested him anyway, and he's being charged with panhandling without a vending permit.
Oh.
And being a dirty hippie.
Yeah. I like the guy who's a panhandler who has his sign that says, "Need money for alcohol research."
Yes.
I saw a guy in Hollywood once. What was it?
I bet you $1 you read that sign.
That guy was great.
Yep.
And then you felt obligated to give him the
dollar.
Yeah,
because you totally read the sign.
And he saw you.
Right.
I've also seen a guy, he was dressed up, you know, like a greaser, and he was playing guitar, and he was like, "I need money to fix my time machine."
Yeah.
That's good.
Very good.
All right, so we are right down to the end of it. We got about 4 minutes to go, woo-hoo, 3 and a half. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add here at the end of the show?
Going to Miami soon.
Yes. Going to Miami soon.
Trade show.
For the asylum.
Work trip.
Butt floss tycoon? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it would be down in Miami, mm-hmm, wouldn't it? Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add?
I would like to congratulate little Mila.
Yes,
joining us.
Michael Giaconetta, unfortunately, for the life of me, I can't think of what his partner's name is.
I think it's
sure it's Bob or Tom or
Butch, Bruce.
But little Mila Giaconetta.
Yeah, so cute. I've seen the pictures. Looks like a very healthy baby, and we're so proud of Michael.
Yeah.
He actually made it work.
Yes.
Nice job.
Makes me feel very old.
Shave your mustache.
Little Michael Giaconetta is now a big daddy.
I'm so glad that the Giaconettas have a grandchild and we don't.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Ty, do you have anything you want to add before the end of the show?
No.
Okay.
I don't either.
So what I will say is Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We look forward to speaking to you every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
Join us.
And we look forward to speaking to you again next week. We are going to diddy bop on out of here. See you next week.
Well, maybe you will.
Bye-bye.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Singing. She looked
fine.
Look fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walk on.
My door.
We walk onto my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Nearly every single day singing.
That's it.